The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
L. Larson.
Welcome to another Going in Raw news brief. Larson, there's been a lot going on in the world of wrestling, even since the year began 48 hours ago.
Wow.
With The Rock coming back to like the Monday Night Raw to take on, apparently, Roman Reigns. But that doesn't mean the world of wrestling news comes to an end. We didn't put this in the podcast, because why do that when we can do another video called a news brief?
Correct. A lot of news happened. We are on vacation. Like, as soon as we're like, all right, we're done. Like, oh, Cody may have re-signed or not. There's all sorts of stuff that happened.
It's the wrestling gods at work again, Larson. Always trying to stick it to the old Stephen
Keep
Larson.
Keep us from taking any sort of time off. But anyways, it's more recent stuff here anyway. So, yeah. As reported by Fightful Select shortly after World's End, we talked about this in our World's End recap.
Yeah.
The expectation is that MJF is going to take some time away to heal up from his injuries that he's been dealing with over the last few weeks. Dave Meltzer reported on the most recent Wrestling Observer Radio that MJF's shoulder injury might be severe enough to require surgery. So these transcripts come to you from wrestlingnews.co. It's what Dave had to say.
Dave of those other guys.
Those other guys.
Quote, he is hurt. You know, his shoulder is legitimately hurt. He could come out on Wednesday's Dynamite, do a promo, although I don't think he will. Well, from what I was told, he is either going to have to rehab the shoulder, which is the main problem, or he may need surgery. And just judging from how severe it was, he may need that surgery, and the surgery put him out for quite a while. He's still debating which tack to take. I think it's probably the best thing for him to have the surgery, but it's a long time off. Other guys do that. I mean, it's not like it's the end of the world. It takes a long time off, but it seems like a lot. You know, I mean, for his career, he's 27 years old. He needs to get the shoulder fixed. And as good as it could be fixed, because you don't want that thing to be a mess for the rest of your career. There we go.
You did well. I think the last
and as
part
good
was,
as it can be fixed, because you don't want that thing to be a mess for the rest of your career.
As good as it can be fixed. WNBC.
WNBC. So,
I'm giving you line readings here, man. I'm sorry.
I know. Just trying to interpret Dave here. So yeah, I mean, like, he had that thing like super wrapped up. He had the brace on it. Tape on it. Torn labrum, I think, was the diagnosis.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't, I mean, I'm not an orthopedist. I'm not a physical therapist.
Right.
I don't know how, I'm guessing like a lot of other injuries, there's grades to it.
Mm-hmm,
there's a minor tear. There's a major tear, and probably steps in between. If it's a situation where maybe like the there's this nebulous area where it's like, well, you could rehab it. It's not a guarantee that it's gonna you know heal the issue sufficiently, but it's a shorter time out than surgery.
Yeah, it seems.
And
like
I think that would be
the
toughest area. If it's a situation where labrum was basically torn in half, well, you got to have surgery. All right, there's not
easy decision to make.
Yeah, it's an easy decision. Or if it's a slight tear, oh, rehab for a few weeks,
sure.
You're good to go.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
If it's that nebulous area in between,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where he could go the rehab route and he could be fine, or he could go the rehab route and be, he could have just wasted like 4 or 8 weeks, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so I wonder if some of that, the decision-making process, might hinge on what his plans are going forward, given that this sort of coincides with, you know, what he has been claimed by MJF as, you know, sort of contract time,
yeah,
where it's claimed that he hasn't re-signed with AEW. And Tony Khan dodged the question pretty bluntly by saying he's not going to comment on MJF's contract status during the media scrum. So maybe the storyline plans factor into it. Meltzer also stated that Joe winning the AEW title was the plan regardless of MJF's injury status, saying, quote, even before Max got hurt, Joe was always going to win the title on the show. In that sense, the title did not change hands because he's hurt. It was always the plan. And it could be the story, end quote. It could be the storyline related or indication of whether or not MJF has signed a new deal with AEW, but he's no longer listed on AEW's roster page. So there could be a number of reasons, but one of them could be he dropped the title, he's injured, and he's without a contract. If he hadn't been injured, I suspect, I mean, the door would be, let's say he wasn't injured, then like, why wouldn't he immediately come back unless he didn't have a contract and they were going to write
exactly
him out?
If he wasn't
like,
hurt,
why do this whole devil thing?
Yeah. Let's say if he wasn't hurt and the plan was always for Joe to win the title, mm-hmm, that would lead one to believe, or they'd want to have people to believe, that he is without a new contract and could potentially leave.
Yeah. 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 So I don't know. If he wasn't hurt, why do the whole devil thing in the first place if you know it's a thing that you can't pay off? Unless you're just thinking, well, there's a good possibility.
You mean the reveal, the devil reveal,
run.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the whole devil story, to be honest with you, it didn't start that long ago.
No,
and
it did.
And it seems to hinge on MJF. Period. You know, like MJ, like the whole point of of Adam Cole being the devil is to get MJF, and now obviously he can do other things,
yeah,
but like it's not quite as effective as if MJF can't come back and do stuff, unless the idea was, well, there's a likely possibility that he's going to re-sign with AEW, so we're gonna go ahead and do this and hopefully we'll re-sign him.
It's interesting, yeah, to go forward with a storyline with no guarantee that'll pay off with Adam Cole and MJF ever having a match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Yeah, I don't know. Until I see otherwise, Larson, I'm going to stick by my personal belief that he's kayfabing us when he says he hasn't re-signed. I think he has. I think, let me ask you this. If he actually hadn't re-signed, would Tony Khan's answer at the scrum, where he basically dodges the question openly, says, I can't comment on his contract status.
Contrast his answer when asked about Andrade's contract status, which he said, yeah, his contract's up at the end of the year at that same media scrum.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. It feels like story. It feels like he's re-signed.
I think it was pretty clear that Andrade was gone, and that's why Tony Khan probably felt comfortable saying, yes, his contract's up. I think he even said we don't expect them to re-sign. If it's a situation where MJF's contract is up, but they're in talks, there's negotiations ongoing, and even if there's no contract actually signed, that could be reason enough for Tony Khan to say, I don't want to speak about it.
Yeah, that could be, yeah. He knows Andrade's gone. With MJF, it's an ongoing situation.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Steve here's belief that he re-signed a long time ago, and that's why they're sort of going all in on MJF at this point.
That is
what Steve believes. It's a shame that he's injured, though, but at the same time, as Meltzer basically says here, sometimes the absence makes the heart grow, like it wants it more.
Fonder, that's the word you're looking for. Fonder.
Exactly. Fonder. I was trying to do the old George W. thing, saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't fool me again.
Can't fool me again.
Oh, man. Speaking of being fooled, we were fooled into thinking that Sasha Banks might be back in WWE, but I don't know, maybe not. While we were on vacation, Fightful Select reported that while WWE and Mercedes Moné had talks about a potential return, those negotiations, quote, fell apart. And a source indicated that Moné and WWE were no longer discussing a return. Yesterday, Fightful added that Moné and AEW were in discussions and that, quote, those in the industry we've spoken to, say that All Elite Wrestling is the likely landing point. I believe, didn't Brian Alvarez say something like, I'd be surprised if she wasn't there on Wednesday.
He basically said, I'm not reporting this, but yeah, he says he wouldn't be surprised if Mercedes was there as soon as this Wednesday or something to that effect. Yes.
Yeah, right. So, man, I hope we have a new, most complex contract in all of pro wrestling, because given the state of the amount of time that Tony Khan devotes to the women's division, I would hope that Mercedes Moné, look, man, everybody thinks they could change people. Maybe she thinks she can go in there and change the culture for the better there in AEW. But hopefully she got some guarantees in the contract of, like, you know, match time and number of appearances and so forth.
Segments
and so forth.
And so on and so forth. And hopefully got written in there, too, that her matches and segments don't come at the expense of other women in the women's division. It's not like her segments replace their segments. It's in addition to.
And she gets a bus.
And she gets a bus and a lot of money.
Yeah, and a ton of money. So, I don't know. We'll see how that works out. I still think that by December of this year, she's going to be back in the WWE.
It wouldn't surprise me at some point this year she returns to WWE. You know, that's because there's discussions between AEW and Mercedes. It doesn't mean it's like a long-term deal. You know, it could be a situation where she's like, I want to have these matches with these competitors, and that's what I'm in AEW to do, is just have those matches, you know? And once those matches are done, I'm going to go do something else.
Yeah, right. I hope this is going to be like an appearance thing and she's not locking herself in for 3 years to that place.
Yeah.
That place. I was so rude. Look, I'm just saying. You lock your look at Soraya. When Soraya came in, she felt like a big deal. She got on the mic and said, those other guys never listened to me, and I'm going to change things around here. And that didn't really
nothing
happen.
Nothing changed.
And no. She actually just sort of comes off as like a normal person now, like not a big superstar.
Yeah. So, I wonder how, if part of that, though, is because I know she said she's only going to work like a limited number of matches to start and stuff like that. I wonder if that has anything to do with that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. But who knows? You know what? Hey, I'm New Year, positive Steve. I think that it's going to go great for Mercedes Moné. No matter what happens in AEW, she's going to, change the culture there. And they're going to do wildly awesome things. New year, new Steve.
All right. We can be optimistic. It's 2 days into the year.
Yeah. We'll see how long that lasts.
Speaking of optimism, seemingly like there's those in WWE that are optimistic that Trinity could be making a return. So we just spoke about Mercedes Moné. Doesn't appear she's nearing a return to WWE. Fellow Team Bad member.
There you go.
Naomi Trinity.
Yeah.
Seems like she's on the precipice potentially of coming back to WWE. Fightful Select reported today. Trinity is set to be a free agent soon.
Soon.
And sources from both WWE and Impact, now TNA, informed Fightful that they expect her to return to WWE, with one source adding, quote, something huge would have to happen for her to not end up back at WWE sooner than later. But this is a crazy free agent period.
Yeah, man. Well, of course, coming up on January the 13th of this year, we're going to be doing our 12-hour stream, I think.
Yeah,
we're going
to
double check it with the bosses here, with Bill going in with Bill Frendo. Yeah. Make sure he's cool on the schedule for that.
Fred Frendo.
Fred Frendo. That's good. Frederick Frendo. To make sure that our schedule is cleared for January 13th.
Yes.
Do our big 12-hour stream. Part of that's going to be the Hard to Kill.
Correct.
Pay-per-view. She's going to be taking on Jordynne Grace.
Yes.
Putting up her TNA Knockouts Championship.
Yes.
So I guess all the confidence points there on Jordynne Grace.
Well, I guess it depends on when Trinity, I guess it was last April that she made her debut in Impact. So I guess it's possible if it's a one-year deal, that contract could go till April of this year. So I don't know if it's necessarily a situation where.
Okay.
After Hard to Kill.
Impact's one of those weird things too, because it's like you think, oh man, for sure she's out of here, right? And then like she just never drops the title.
Or you're like,
something.
Oh, I'm sure she signed a 1 year deal. If come to find out, it's like an 8.5 month deal.
the old Leo Rush special where he signed for 261 days. Oh man, so yeah, now that'd be great to see her back in the WWE. Be interested to see if Triple H. Because she's married to Jimmy, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see if he makes a bloodline connection. I always thought it'd be super cool to have a female bloodline representative in Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
And her checking Jimmy for his cartoonish behavior could
be
a lot of fun.
That'd be a lot of fun.
As well. But the idea of a female competitor being in there, part of the bloodline, and seeing how the rest of the division then has to worry about that shit. Mm-hmm. That could be a lot of fun.
That could be pretty neat.
So anyways, hey, let us know what you guys think about all these pro wrestling news developments as the old internet wrestling Twitter continues to burn down due to the Rock Cody situation there in the WWE. Be sure to check out our Raw Day 1 review available right now.
It's up right now
here at the channel, and we talk extensively about all that. Rock
basically
Cody
for a half
Roman.
Hour.
We for like a side, and it flew by too. My goodness, there was so much there to unpack. I'm about to do another video about it on Wrestle Juice over here in a second.
Oh, wow. Additional thoughts?
Do some more mental gymnastics. I'm going to try to lay out the options is what I'm going to do over at Wrestle Juice, because like we do that in a really great long conversation there, but you know, Wrestle Juice, I distill things to its purest essence, Lars.
Very well.
It's just more mental gymnastics, to be honest with you. It's just trying
to be Rock Roman at WrestleMania. That's what it's got to be.
What happens with Cody then? I don't know.
Tag match? I don't know. Him and the Creeds against Judgment Day.
Get out of here with that. We got to get out of here before I throw up. Talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move.
Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.